Hi, I'm Roxana Elliott with Geopoll Talks, Geopoll's podcast that gives you research best practices, new data releases, and more. Today, I'm talking to Bernard Okazi, Geopoll's Director of Research, about why data cleaning is important and how to get a clean data set. Here's my conversation with Bernard. Today, I'm talking to Bernard Okazi, Geopoll's Director of Research. He oversees our research team and data delivery for clients. And today, we are going to talk about the data cleaning process. Hi, Bernard. Welcome.
Hi, Roxy. Thanks so much.
Great. So we're just going to ask you a few questions about why data cleaning is important and the process for cleaning data and how we do it here at Geopoll. To start, can you tell me what is data cleaning? How would you describe it to someone who's new to the concept of data cleaning or new to research?
Data cleaning, we can define it as a process of ensuring data is correct, consistent, and usable for the purpose that is it was intended for. We can term it as a process of preparing data for analysis. By removing or modifying data that is incorrect, incomplete, irrelevant, duplicated, or improperly formatted.
Great. And why is it important to go through the data cleaning process before you analyze a data set?
Usually there are many benefits of having clean data and going through the entire process of cleaning data. Data cleaning usually helps improve on data quality, and in doing so, it increases the overall productivity of the team, especially on the analysis side. It also helps remove major errors and inconsistencies that cannot be avoided when multiple sources of data are being pulled together. It also helps when we are using tools to clean data. It makes everyone in the team more efficient, and you'll be able to deliver data quickly. With clean data, it also helps reduce on the number of errors. And at the end of the day, once the data is being delivered to client, of course, we'll have a happy client who is not frustrated.
Yeah. Can you give me some examples of some of those errors that we can see in the data? I know you mentioned inconsistencies and maybe duplicates. Are there other examples of data errors that you have to clean?
Yes. Sometimes you get data that comes in different structures, let's say format. And if you have to put all this data together, it involves a lot of cleaning. Sometimes data comes in different languages. So cleaning comes to play to ensure that this data is delivered in a correct format. And also sometimes you find we have excess data set, excess number of cases in data that may need to be removed. That's where usually we have duplicates or we have incomplete data. So all that has to be removed during data cleaning.
Got it. That makes sense. And what happens if you don't have a clean data set, and how does that impact the final data, and how could that impact the data analysis?
Usually that means the quality of data is usually low, and the productivity level of the team usually reduces because the team has to spend more time ensuring that the data is clean and be able to go back and check if there were matching logics, skip patterns were there too, if there are any missing cases. So generally it reduces the end quality of the results, and at the same time reduces the productivity of the team. And when you look at it in a broader way, that data usually lacks credibility and usually makes the end user not happy and not satisfied with the output of the collected data.
Yep. Great. Could you walk me through some of the steps to data cleaning and how we do it at Geopol and the steps in general that people should be taking when they're cleaning a data set?
Okay. Most aspects of data cleaning can be done by a use of a software and partly manual data cleaning. Although this can make data cleaning an overwhelming task, but it's essential for managing any data sets. So even though we have softwares that help all do all this, so we still need an eye to make sure that data looks good at the end and be delivered to client in the correct and as needed. So on the process on how we do data cleaning, different people have different ways of looking into it and maybe different steps that they go through to ensure that data is clean before it's passed to the data analyst. So one, or I would say the first most data analyst, or I mean data cleaning team, does is to ensure that they deal with missing data. That is by plugging any missing values in the data set. Is an important element of quality data management, and missing values could mean one has to append the missing elements into the data to ensure that it's complete. And if you cannot be able to do this, it means one has to go back and make sure that they do the callbacks. If not, that data has to be removed from the, that case has to be removed from the entire data set. Two is validating the existing data. And this is by reviewing the existing data for consistency and accuracy of data. When you work on data and you find your data tends to be completely different from other previous data being collected, or there is a particular skew that you're observing, then one needs to ensure that that data is validated before it moves for analysis and maybe for reporting. The third step is removing duplicated data. So most of the time, or depending with the software tool one is using to collect data, sometimes we tend to get duplicated data because maybe a respondent was contacted in different days or different platforms. So these cases have to be removed from the data. Another one is on handling structural errors in the data. That is data that is coming with different maybe formats and which are inconsistent, especially whenever we have like typos, punctuation or mislabels. These are common errors that happen in data when we collect data using different modes. So usually those are the main steps that most of the data cleaning team does and put together the data and be able to deliver to the end client or the user. As Geopol, we put all these steps together and ensure that we follow each and every step to ensure that we remove duplicated cases and incomplete cases from the data as the first step. And then we remove the over sample as well. Sometimes we end up collecting excess data beyond what was needed. And during data cleaning, that is when we now look at the quotas and ensure that the quotas have been met. And the process through which we remove this is by ensuring that the first respondent to complete the interview is maintained in the data, and the second respondent who completed the interview and maybe forms part of the excess sample is the one to be removed from the data set. Geopol also ensures that the answers are formatted correctly, and when dealing with raw data, especially from different sources, we have data coming in different formats. So all this has to be formatted correctly, especially when you are dealing with open-ended data. So that has to be formatted correctly before the end user, let's say the data analyst, gets the data set. As Geopol team works on the data cleaning, we also remove answers that don't make sense and that are not readable. So it's also possible in importing data from multiple files that some data may be unreadable depending on the source file format. These cases should be removed from the final data set. We also identify and remove outliers. These are data points that lie outside the majority of the responses. You might find you are looking for respondents maybe from who purchase a particular product, but then when you ask about the cost, you find other respondents giving you a much more reasonable cost that is close to the actual cost of the product, but you find one respondent giving away an answer that is away, completely away from the expected response. So those are some of the outliers that we look into during data cleaning and ensure that this has been taken care of, either by doing callbacks or by removing them from the data set. We also check on data consistencies. So checking on the logics, if the logics have been met, correct answers have been given to the correct questions and nothing has been missed in the data. And once we check on this and everything looks good, then we pass it, we accept those cases. But if you find the data is not consistent, then that has to be looked into during data cleaning. And then once we have checked for the consistency of data, then we have to move it to the next step of ensuring that we perform the final quality assurance check, that we meet all the quality standards that are listed. And once all the quality standards that have been listed are okay, then this data is now ready to be sent to client or to the end user.
Great. Well, I think that was a really useful explanation. Is there anything else you want to add about data cleaning before we wrap up?
I'll only add one thing. Clean data results to, it means a quality output of the data. It also means speed to the data analyst and hence saves on time and cost. And I will not forget the receiver of the data, who is the end client, will be happy at the end.
Great. Well, thank you for talking to me about data cleaning. And I'm sure we'll have you back to talk about more research things and the research team in the future. So thanks, Bernard, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you, Roxana. Thank you so much for your time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Geopol Talks episode on data cleaning. Don't forget to subscribe to be updated when we release new episodes.